This is Forced Migration Review, Issue 60, March 2019. Teachers in Displacement, Learning from Dadaab, by Mohamed Duale, Ochan Liamoy, Abdullahi Aden, Okello Oyat, Arte Degane, and Abdikadir Abikar. Despite the challenges they face, refugee teachers believe in the potential of education to transform the lives of refugee learners and communities. Their voices and needs must inform refugee education provision in order to improve access and outcomes. The Dadaab refugee camps in northeast Kenya, which were opened in 1991 for refugees fleeing Somalia's civil war, currently host around 225,000 people. 58% are under the age of 18 and are served by 35 preschool centers, 35 primary schools, and 6 secondary schools in the camps, which are run by non-governmental organizations, NGOs, or are privately run, in addition to community-operated Quranic schools. End note 1. The poor quality of schools run by NGOs has led, in recent years, to a growth in the number of private schools, which charge the equivalent of $15 per month to attend primary school and $30 to attend secondary school. These fees are prohibitive for most refugee families in the Dadaab camps who rely on humanitarian assistance. Teacher training and resources. Among the factors affecting the quality of NGO-run schools in particular is the lack of development available to refugee teachers, that is, teachers who are themselves refugees, who comprise the majority of primary and secondary school teachers in the Dadaab camps. Refugee teachers, 72% of whom have only secondary school qualifications, often have to depend on their own experience of schooling to inform their pedagogy and classroom management. They have few opportunities for training other than being briefed on the organizational policies of the NGO that is running the school. The NGOs cite inadequate funding as the reason why they do not organize formal training or employ a sufficient number of refugee teachers. The most obvious consequence of having insufficiently trained teachers is that teachers rely heavily on memorization and testing rather than inquiry-based learning, which undercuts creativity and critical thinking. Learners who have gaps in knowledge, learning disabilities, or behavioral issues that may be based on underlying trauma are not adequately supported, and this contributes to absenteeism and dropouts. Teachers lack culturally relevant curricula, and they also lack training on how to implement and modify curriculum resources and pedagogy. The resources that are available are often insufficient to support the number of learners and teachers, affecting both the quality of instruction and student achievement. Overcrowding. Classrooms in the Dadaab camps are all significantly overcrowded, hosting 80 to 100 learners. Large class sizes affect the ways in which teachers provide daily instruction through verbal and nonverbal communication, and also reduce opportunities for teachers to provide differentiated instruction and to accommodate students with differing abilities. From our experience of teaching in the Dadaab camps, we know that overcrowded classrooms in which students compete for scarce seating room contributed to increased incidences of student conflict and misbehavior. Teachers in Dadaab often spend a disproportionate amount of time settling disputes between students, which reduces teaching time. As a result, untrained teachers sometimes come to see corporal punishment as a way of maintaining discipline. One concerned refugee teacher explained that, quote, here in Dadaab, the stick used for punishment is often referred to as the assistant teacher, end quote. The use of corporal punishment can have negative psychosocial consequences for learners, reproduce existing power structures and inequalities, and imply that problems can be solved by force and obedience to authority. Studies from around the world have linked physical punishment to student absenteeism and dropout as pupils come to see school as an unfriendly environment, and it can be particularly harmful for refugee students who will have experienced trauma or seen their family and friends traumatized. Precarious working conditions. Refugee teachers are often those who are near the top of their graduating class in secondary school, speak multiple languages, and work as a bridge between NGOs and refugee communities. However, they face numerous challenges, including a lack of coordination between education authorities and refugee registration authorities, obstacles to obtaining accreditation and employment as teachers, and hostility and exclusion from teachers' unions, end note 2. Practical conditions are also very difficult, with refugee teachers sometimes commuting long distances within or outside of their camp to work in large and insufficiently supported classrooms. Most refugee teachers in Kenya are untrained and unlicensed. As refugees do not have the right to work in Kenya, Refugee teachers are hired as so-called incentive.